Objective: this study aims to compare the effect of exercise types on perceptual motor performance in boys with Down syndrome. Materials and methods: 30 boys with Down syndrome, aged 7 to 14 years, were randomly assigned to three groups: experimental group 1, experimental group 2, and a control group. The training program for experimental group 1 lasted 60 minutes, consisting of 10 minutes of warm-up exercises, including light jogging in place, stretching, and dynamic exercises, followed by 30 minutes of aerobic exercise, 15 minutes of resistance training, and a 5-minute cool-down with light stretching. The training program for experimental group 2 also lasted 60 minutes, comprising 10 minutes of warm-up exercises, including light jogging in place, stretching, and dynamic exercises, followed by 30 minutes of resistance training, 15 minutes of aerobic exercise, and a 5-minute cool-down with light stretching. Participants were advised to refrain from engaging in any other physical activities during the 6-week training period. Findings: in the analysis of the interaction effect between group and time, although body mass index decreased in both training groups, the difference was not statistically significant. However, a significant difference was observed in the interaction effect between group and time for gross motor skills, fine motor skills, and upper limb coordination in both training groups. Conclusion: aerobic and resistance training can be considered effective methods for improving BMI and perceptual motor performance in boys with Down syndrome. The findings, in addition to confirming the importance of this therapeutic approach, may contribute to the development of comprehensive intervention programs aimed at enhancing the quality of life for individuals with Down syndrome.